April 2016 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2016 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlight. Keep trying. The first great commandment of all eternity is to love God with all of our heart, might, mind, and strength. But the first great truth of all eternity is that God loves us with all of His heart, might, mind, and strength. That love is the foundation stone of eternity, and it should be the foundation stone of our daily life. Indeed, it is only with that reassurance burning in our soul that we can have the confidence to keep trying to improve, keep seeking forgiveness for our sins, and keep extending that grace to our neighbor. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. Ensign, May 2016, pages 126 and 127. Prophetic Promise. Choices. The path we follow in this life leads to our destination in the next life. May we choose to build up within ourselves a great and powerful faith, which will be our most effective defense against the designs of the adversary, a real faith, the kind of faith which will sustain us and will bolster our desire to choose the right. Without such faith, we go nowhere. With it, we can accomplish our goals. Although it is imperative that we choose wisely, there are times when we will make foolish choices. The gift of repentance, provided by our Savior, enables us to correct our course settings that we might return to the path which will lead us to that celestial glory we seek. If we choose Christ, we will have made the correct choice. President Thomas S. Monson, Choices, Ensign, May 2016, page 86. Answers for you. Each conference, prophets and apostles give inspired answers to questions church members may have. Use your May 2016 issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. How can you help Latter-day Saint children and youth from non-member homes? See Neil L. Anderson, Whoso Receiveth Them, Receiveth Me, page 49. What is the role of the Holy Ghost in your life? See Robert D. Hales, The Holy Ghost, page 105. Why is it important to save your marriage? See Dieter F. Uchtdorf, In Praise of Those Who Save, page 77. Why do we need opposition in all things? See Dallin H. Oakes, Opposition in All Things, page 114. I was a stranger. There are more than 60 million refugees, including forcibly displaced people worldwide. Half of those are children. As sisters, we make up more than half of the Lord's storehouse to help Heavenly Father's children. His storehouse is not composed just of goods, but also of time, talents, skills, and our divine nature. With these truths in mind, we have organized a relief effort called I Was a Stranger. See iwasastranger.lds.org. It is our hope that you will prayerfully determine what you can do, according to your own time and circumstance, to serve the refugees living in your neighborhoods and communities. Linda K. Burton, Relief Society General President, I Was a Stranger, Ensign, May 2016, pages 13 and 14. The great enemy of charity is pride. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the first presidency, in praise of those who save. Ensign May 2016, page 80. Who said this? Can you match the following quotes to the conference speaker? 1. A child's spiritual DNA is perfect because one's true identity is as a son or daughter of God. 2. The best way I know of to draw closer to God is to prepare conscientiously and partake worthily of the sacrament each week. 3. So keep loving, keep trying, keep trusting, keep believing, keep growing. Heaven is cheering you on today, tomorrow, and forever. 4. The leaders of this church are no strangers to your issues, to your concerns, and to your challenges. 5. To provide alternatives on which to exercise our agency, we must have opposition. Answers: 1. Neil L. Anderson. 2. Dale G. Renland. 3. Jeffrey R. Holland. 4. Ronald A. Rasband. 5. Dallin H. Oaks. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of the section, April 2016 Conference Notebook. Read by Dwayne Case.